give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, oh my, we had a delightful time here at Bible Baptist Church. What a great time, all of us together. The youngest ones in nursery, of course, but really the four-year-olds, five-year-olds on up, we're all together, and just a sweet, sweet time together, singing the carols of the season, and reading missionary letter, studying the Word of God, just a great spirit and just what we needed in the middle of the week. And I hope your church service was that way where you were and it was just exactly what you needed and God met with you and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Now, we head into the Christmas season, a Christmas day coming up on Sunday, and we'll meet at 10:30 Sunday morning, Christmas morning, for our Sunday morning service, and at 5 o'clock on Christmas Sunday evening. And so we hope you come, and don't neglect Jesus. Don't neglect the Lord's house on the Lord's day, just because it's Christmas Day, certainly. If it was your birthday, people would come to your house. You shouldn't neglect going to God's house on Jesus' birthday, at least the day we choose to celebrate it. And I hope you'll gather together and be in your place at your church on Christmas Day. And we look forward to that time. Now, again, along those lines, we've been speaking around events surrounding the birth of Jesus. And if you have Luke chapter 2 close by, we're going to talk about the presentation of Jesus. The Bible says, in Luke 2 and verse 22, "And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him," that's Jesus, "to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child to Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel." We'll stop there for right now. And you know, I'm aware Christmas means different things for different people. To the retail business, it means profit, though many don't want to use the term Christmas in their ads or when they check you out. But they just want the Christmas dollars. Others, Christmas means parties or a bonus check. For children, it may mean presents or Santa Claus or difficulty sleeping on Christmas Eve. For some, it may mean an annual trip to church to do their religious obligation. For servicemen and women or for missionaries, it could be a time of homesickness, a time that is kind of nostalgic. It could be the sacrifice of separated loved ones. It could be a time of sadness when there's empty seats at the gathering. For churches, Christmas means special services, our cantatas, our live nativity scenes, our children's Christmas plays. What about Christmas to you? Someone said rightfully so, there's only ever been one Christmas. The rest are just anniversaries. And maybe that's true. Now, a story we just read here in Luke chapter 2 is all about after the birth. In fact, it's 41 days after the birth. Jesus is one day shy of 6 weeks old. And you go. We're going past the angels and the star and the shepherds and the innkeeper. And we're talking about, first of all, the presentation of Jesus by his parents. Mary, his mother, Joseph, his stepfather. Mary, unclean for 40 days, as the law stated, now brings her firstborn belonging to God and brings the firstborn with a sacrifice to redeem him And Joseph and Mary did according to the law, according to all the commandments. They did exactly as they were supposed to do. Children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. The children are not mine. The children are not yours. They belong to God. They're given to us to train, as the Bible says, to bring up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But children, the Bible says in Psalms, are like arrows. And they're like weapons. And we're to train them up, and they can be mighty weapons in fighting against evil. So Joseph and Mary will have the responsibility of rearing the Christ child. They brought him to Jerusalem. They brought in the child Jesus, verse 27. Verse 41, the parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. You'll find out when Jesus began his ministry in Luke chapter 4, the Bible says he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day as his custom was. Notice, they didn't send Jesus to the temple. They brought him to the temple. They brought him to the temple. They brought him to the temple. And then as his custom was, he kept going to the temple when he was on his own. Listen, Mom and Dad, get your children in church. Get them to the house of God. I read a statistic here not long ago, and I don't remember the exact number, but it was like a 0.00016 chance your child's going to play professional sports. But listen, there is a 100% chance they're going to stand before God one day. So why are you having them miss church to do sports? Why are they missing church to play basketball? Why are they missing church to play football? Why are they missing church to play soccer? Why are they missing church to cheerlead? Why are they missing church to do gymnastics? My friend, Mom and Dad, you set the example. You don't send them, you take them. And when they get older, they'll have a custom, they'll have a habit of going to church. I was brought up, don't tell me, well, I was forced to go when I was little and I'm not going to go now. Wait a minute. I was forced to go when I was little too, and now I go every time the door's open. In fact, sometimes I'm opening the door. If you don't want to go to church, it's because your heart's wicked and you don't want to go to church. Man, how are you going to spend eternity with other saved people when you don't want to be around them here on this earth? You're in a sad way, my friend. Listen, we need that Sunday school teacher, and you need that youth leader, and you need that pastor. They're all pointing, they're all helping you to point the arrow in the right direction. Get your children to church. Set the right example, Mom and Dad. It says they performed all things. You see, Jesus was able to see the obedience in his mother and father, mother and stepfather. Abraham, when God said, am I going to hide from Abraham what I'm going to do here to Lot and Sodom? He said, for I know him. What do I know about him? That he will command his children after him. He didn't even say after me. He said after him. Because I know that Abraham's going to follow me. What did Joshua say? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Moses never would have made the choices he made if it weren't for a godly mother named Jochebed. Samuel never would have the life he had if he not had that godly mother of Hannah. I'd never be a pastor today if it wouldn't been for a dad and a mom who said, you're going to church. We're going to be in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, activities, visitation, revival. And it was just a normal old Sunday in January of 1977 on a snowy January day that God spoke to the heart of an 18-year-old young man, and I surrendered to do what God wanted me to do. I had the right example set before me. So I see the presentation. But then I want you to notice today the person, Simeon. His name means one who hears and obeys. Isn't that good? One who hears and obeys. And boy, he lives up to his name. He's just one of the quiet ones. He's waiting for the deliverer. He's waiting for the Messiah. He knew the Old Testament scripture. He knew the promises for the Messiah. He was taught by the Spirit of God. Can I say something? If you want to know God, you can. If you want to know his words, you can. If you want to be led by his Spirit, you can. If you want to know God's promises, you can. This was a dark day in Israel. There was much skepticism, much unbelief, much corruption. But Simeon was just and devout, and he knew God, and he walked with God. He had no formal training. He had no title to his name. He had no real standing in the temple, but he knew the word of God. And he was led by the Spirit of God, and he thanked God for his salvation, that he got to see the Christ child. In fact, that's the promise. The person is Simeon. The promise is fulfilled.
Verse number 26. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death till he'd seen the Lord's Christ. And when he took him up in his arms, verse 28, he blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He was led by the Spirit to the temple. And listen, my friend, it's a busy place. There's animals, there's birds, there's people, there are exchangers, there's sacrifices, there's priests. But he sees a young couple, poor, with a six-week-old baby. And the Spirit of God says, that's him. That's him. Go to them. And he goes and takes up the babe in his arms. And he cries out, now I can depart in peace, for I've seen thy salvation. Oh, my friends, salvation is not in a performance. Salvation is not in a what. Salvation's in a who. Salvation is a person. Salvation is not in religion or a ritual. It's in a person. It's not in a church. It's not in a baptistry. It's not in good works. It's not in your membership. It's not in the Christmas carols. It's not in the gifts. It's not in the nice things. It's not in others. It's not in the candlelight. He said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And he was looking at Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. My friend, don't look to Joseph. Don't look to Mary. Don't look to sacrifices. Don't look to the temple. Don't look to religion. Look to Jesus. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Don't miss that. You can admire. I admire the parents. I admire Mary and the stepfather Joseph. I respect the person of Simeon. And I don't want to miss the promise of Jesus Christ. But listen, my friend, my faith is not in Mary or Joseph. My faith is not in Simeon. My faith is in Jesus Christ. He was Simeon's Savior. He was Joseph's Savior. He was Mary's Savior. Is he your Savior? If he is, the promise is sure. You'll see him one day. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. I'm going to see him again someday. And you will too if you know him as your Savior. The presentation of Jesus Christ in the temple. The presentation, the person, and the promise. The promise is, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you ever taken God at his promise? What a no better time, no greater time to receive Christ than at Christmas time and really understand what Christmas is all about. Well, hope you have a great Thursday. And we've started a new addictions program. Meets tonight at 6:30. Bridge to Recovery is what it's called. And if you can come out, you're battling some stubborn habits or addictions. This is a wonderful, wonderful Christ-centered, Bible-based program. Meets 6:30 to 8 p.m. here at Bible Baptist Church. All right. Have a wonderful Thursday night. And I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.